The market is unsure how to react to the Georgia runoff election, though as the dust settles, there have been calls that the Democrats will end up taking control of the Senate. As far as implications go, one could easily argue a Democrat government controlled by both Congress and Senate would be risk supportive, given the fact that it will lead to more continuity in policies that will continue to feed the economy with stimulus. Investors have been counting on this, and if confirmed, we could see stocks extend their record run with the US dollar coming under even more pressure. The downside to such a result would be the dangers in continuing to pump money into the system with reckless abandon without considering the consequences of such action, though the market hasn't seemed to care about such consequences as it remains more fixated on the now. But at the time of the update, nothing has been confirmed, and we'll have to wait and see how things actually pan out before getting a clearer idea. Key standouts on today's economic calendar include services PMIs out of the Eurozone, Germany, and UK, Eurozone producer prices, German inflation data, US ADP employment, US factory orders, and the Fed minutes late in the day. That's all for now.